40 days of peace, Jesus' promise of peace, John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Fear, it's everywhere. Every newscast, every news article, every mandate. It's at the root of most conversations nowadays, and it's even been driving a wedge between family and friends. Fear, doubt, and worry, the evil triad. But there were concerns in Jesus' day too. Maybe not fear about the virus or the economy, but Jesus' followers could have easily slipped into fearful living and thinking about the Roman government, who didn't like them, or the Jews, who hated them, and the future. Nothing was secure. Nothing was settled. Nothing was guaranteed. Jesus, being the Son of God, knew what was coming. He knew that his band of followers would need help in living in and overcoming the fear, doubt, and worry that would be coming their way after what was coming to Jesus, his crucifixion. For 3 years, they'd walked with Jesus, talked with him, listened, and saw. They saw the miracles, heard God's truth, and their faith in Jesus as the Messiah grew. So what could be more significant than to have Jesus himself promise to leave you his peace? And he made sure they understood that it was his peace and not worldly peace, but a peace not of this world. Divine peace, God's peace, something that went beyond their understanding. And then a simple admonition, "Let not your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." You see, they had a choice. They could receive Jesus' offer of a blessing of peace or reject it. And we have the same choice today. Are you letting your heart and your mind be troubled and afraid? Why? Jesus offers us today, here and now, his peace. You have a choice. Choose wisely. My prayer, Lord, our world is in a turmoil. I want to receive and rest in your peace and thereby not be troubled or afraid. Would you please help me focus on you, your word, your peace, and receive it and live in it? And help me also to hang around with other believers who are clearly living in your peace. Amen.